This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have plenty of open lines here to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So definitely give us a call, and we will do everything we can to help you out today. Now, it is a beautiful day out there. From what I can see from the window I'm looking out, just based on the window, I don't see a cloud in the sky. There probably are clouds, but I don't see any from here. So I'm going to call it a perfect day. Probably isn't, but I digress. Anyways, it is a perfect day to get outside and get in the garden. That, I know, is a true statement. Because the garden this time of year is, this time of year is perfect. Because it focuses on root systems. It focuses on getting the plants ready for winter. It helps them get ready for that next season. And it does it quickly and the right way. So if you're looking to plant anything this year, you know, you're still questioning, should I do, garden? What should I do? Plenty of time to do it, honestly. This is the time of year that our plants will focus more on growing your root system and getting developed. So I highly recommend, if you're thinking about planting something, plant something, because this is the best time of year to do it. So definitely try it out. Meantime, what else can we be doing this time of year? I've talked about putting lawns down, establishing lawns a number of times, but I think we can go into it just a little bit more, because getting that lawn established, like I've said, this is the best time to do it. But it's going to take a little bit of work. But I know that's something we can do. So if you're looking to put a lawn down and you're basically starting from scratch, let's think about it. What do you need to do? Well, we need to get good soil there. We need to get the proper, pretty much everything there, right? And do what we can to establish it. So look for the best soil. Look at getting a soil sample done now so you can be successful for later. Those are some things to think about. In the meantime, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Neil's in Tewksbury.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
This is from Duxbury, not Tewksbury.
Oh, Duxbury, all right.
So I have a huge rose bush that grows up over my back doorway and grows up the side of my house, and we want to move it. We'll move it over to like a trellis on the side of the over to the side of the house. Is there any tips that you could have? This is a pretty well-established rose bush, and I want to kill it when I move it.
Okay. Now, you have to move it. Is it something where if you don't move it right now, you might lose it or something along those lines?
No, it's overgrowing. It's on our back doorway, and it's just like taking over the whole house almost. I mean, I keep cutting it back, and it seems like every time I cut it back, it grows twice as fast.
Yeah.
I just want to get it out of there.
Yeah, no, it's usually how it goes, right? So the best time of year to move roses is usually early spring.
Oh,
right?
Okay, but we can wait.
Yeah, if you can wait, do it in like April. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
They're usually still dormant at that time, so it doesn't affect their growth going into like winter or, you know, or the cold period.
Okay. Yep.
What it does is it also decreases the possibility of like shock a little bit, because you never know what could happen in the next week or 10 days, that it could get cold, it could be everything, right? But here is kind of like a step process of what to do, okay? So what you would want to do is you would start with pruning the foliage, okay, if anything starts to pop up this spring, right?
Right.
Make clean cuts, clean it up a bit. You would try to dig a hole at least like 12 inches around the width, maybe wider if possible, especially with something this big, right?
Yep.
It's
got like three main roots, three main stems to it. You know, so it's not, it doesn't look like it's that big at the base, but boy, does it grow.
Yep. I mean, you could also cut it back a bit, right? And know that.
Yeah, that's easier, right?
Yeah, know that, I mean, in the past it's gone crazy, so cutting it back is not going to slow it down. But at the same time, it might be a little bit smaller at first, but I think at this point you're kind of like, I'm done with this craziness, let's go with a little slower. So I think that's fine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I want to cut it back anyhow.
So you can definitely cut it back on something like this. You might even be able to cut it back by like a half.
Even now? Are you talking about
now? I'm talking in spring. I'm talking like with the move of the rose bush when you're doing it.
Okay.
Because right now you could really, really hurt the plant by cutting it all the way back like that, especially going into fall where the nights can get cooler.
Right.
So, you know, you can cut it back to about a half. Get a decent-sized root ball. Make sure that the soil you're putting it in is going to have a nice mixture of some organic compost or organic material, something along those lines.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Get it into the soil, and there's a couple things I want you to do. One, I want you to use Biotone because it helps with transplant shock. Then I want you to do is get the soil ready in there for it, and then I want you to water that soil on the bottom. Okay, before you even put the plant in. Then you're going to put the plant in. You're going to fill the soil and compact it around the soil about halfway.
Yep.
And then I want you to water it again.
Okay.
What's going to do is that soil is going to kind of drop a little bit, and it's going to fill in the holes around it. Then you fill it, the hole, all the way to the top. Water it again, and then you'll see where any of those pockets are. So you make sure that soil's all the way around the plant versus not seeing, like, maybe there's a pocket underneath where it's just air. We want it to be soil-to-soil contact right away.
Okay. All right. Great.
Okay?
Yep.
But I think, I think that's going to help you. I think it's going to work for you, but you just got to wait till spring. That's the biggest thing.
So I want to wait till after the frost is gone in the spring, till the soil starts to get a little bit warmer.
Yeah, so my father always used to say the time to prune roses is about the time the Red Sox came back to Boston to play for real.
That's
right.
Okay.
So I'd say about any time after that.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you very much. Sounds good.
All right. Have a great one, Neil.
For the winter.
Yep. All right. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have another phone call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Julie's in Massachusetts.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have some Thulua Green Giant arborvitae.
Yep.
And my question is if I can trim the leader. The leaders are running about 2 feet taller than the rest of the bush.
Okay.
They look beautiful at this point. I have 6 of them in a row. Is that possible to trim the leader to keep them all in shape?
You can. Just realize when you trim a leader like that, so the leaders have a hormone in the plant. That hormone is pushing to get taller and taller. When you cut that, there's hormones behind there, and what usually happens is 2 leaders pop out. It starts to fork out a little bit. I mean, it can be done, and you just keep the shape, but you might get 2 tops on it eventually. So that's usually the downfall, but what you can do is you can actually, if 2 come out, prune the one, keep the one that's a little bit straighter, and prune the other one out, and just train it back to what you want, you know, to be a leader. But just realize that if you prune it, you could have 2 leaders, and then you're going to have to train it again. Okay? And you can do that this time of year, that's fine. But I'd also want to see you fertilize them, you know, using like a holly tone or a plant tone at half the rate that they say on the package. Now, if you have some more questions for me, we can go over a little bit more on the other side of the break. So if you want, hang tight with me. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end, but body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Julie. Julie, are you still with us?
I am.
All right. Do you have some follow-up questions or anything else we can help with?
I do. I have a question regarding a Cleveland pear tree.
Okay.
Now, I have allowed the feeders on the bottom to grow.
Okay.
I know normally people tell you to trim those off to keep the tree itself stronger,
mm-hmm.
but the feeders on the side have grown very, very strong, and they're actually as large or larger than the prime trunk.
Okay.
Can I continue to allow these to grow? I mean, naturally, if we didn't trim them, that's the way they would grow, right?
Yes. You are correct on
that. It's very healthy, so it's not anything detrimental to it.
So these other, like the sucker growth, are they coming out of the main trunk, or are they coming out of, like, some of the branching?
No, the main trunk, or actually, the main trunk either at the base of the tree or to the ground under the ground from the base, I believe.
Okay. So, and you can leave them there, but just realize it might not be, it could affect the long term, because what sucker growth is sucker growth is actually, like water shoots is kind of what they call them. Water shoots will take away from they'll take away from the plant itself. It'll take water away from the plant. It'll take down away nutrients. Now, if it's gotten bigger and it's better and it looks all the same, has it flowered and done all the same type things?
Yes.
I would say you don't have to take them down. Honestly, I think you'd be okay. I mean, the more I think of it, if it's It's not bugging you. It's not bugging, you know, the plant at this point because it is still being healthy. What I would just suggest to do is watch it, right? If you notice it's starting to have some issues where it becomes top heavy, then maybe that's where you start cutting, is by cutting some of those types of roots.
Okay, so the feeder shoots shouldn't go higher than the main trunk? Is that
they really shouldn't go higher than the main plant, especially if they're coming from the base of the plant. If they were coming from where the other branching is, say it came out of the side of the main trunk and then went straight up, sometimes that would be okay because some of those, the pear trees will grow upright like that. Whereas the branching's not as out and not as wide. So it's not that bad. But I just, coming from the bottom, sometimes it can just take away from the water easier. And when water translocates through the plant, it's going to go to the first thing it hits, and that's going to be those shoots on the bottom before it gets to the rest of the plant.
Okay. The whole thing looks healthy. And the one there, I have one shoot that's actually going up about 2.5 feet higher than the main trunk.
Okay.
It is absolutely straight, and it is coming off the main trunk at the base of the ground.
Okay.
So it looks like a second trunk?
It might just be. Sometimes that can happen. I'd just watch it, honestly. I'd watch it, and if you're noticing that it's getting too much, it's easier for you to make the cut on a plant like that than for it to get split by the wind or something like that, because then it can actually open up the whole plant for like pathogens, etc. And we don't want to do that. So just watch
it.
You might be able to leave it, and you know, nothing bad comes of it. It's just if it gets too top heavy and it rips from the bottom in the wind or something, it's so close to the soil, it can have things just go right into it and affect the roots. So that's kind of where I look at it. But at the same time, if it's not broke, you don't have to fix it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Like if I were to tie it for the winter so the wind wouldn't blow them apart and possibly
that can help.
Have them rip off. Okay.
Use something along the lines of like a jute twine, J-U-T-E. It's a green twine that is biodegradable. And that way it can kind of flow in the wind with it, and it's not going to rip into the plant. And when I say rip in, like some twines can just go right into the bark and cause scarring, those types of things. We don't want that to happen. So.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Julie, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
In one weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. Nearly 30 U.S. citizens were able to leave Taliban-controlled Afghanistan after the full withdrawal of U.S. troops, the State Department confirmed Saturday. State Department spokesperson Ned Price in a statement said, "We can confirm that a Qatar Airways charter flight departed from Kabul yesterday with 28 U.S. citizens and 7 lawful permanent residents on board." President Joe Biden's call to tax the wealthy will hurt the nation's poor while barely affecting the nation's richest people, Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican of Texas, insisted Saturday to Newsmax.
The ultra-wealthy are the only ones you can't tax. They can afford to move. They can afford to hire lawyers and accountants to change the way they receive income. They can get around whatever it is you're taxing.
This is USA Radio News. If Canadians elect a minority government next week, liberal or conservative, Justin Trudeau loses. The Liberal Prime Minister gambled on an election he did not have to call. If the Conservatives win, he'll suffer the worst kind of bad beat. And if the Liberals scrape by, he'll still take heat for Canadians calling his bluff. That lead crumbled early, and Trudeau is now in a tight race against Conservative leader Erin O'Toole in the final stretch of a 36-day campaign that ends Monday. Trump derangement syndrome was on full display at MSNBC as Jeremy Bash, former chief of staff of the CIA and the Defense Department, opines regarding General Mark Milley's discussions with his Chinese counterpart.
Totally comfortable with what General Milley did in this case. Moreover, I think in this particular matter, because there was such a lunatic in the Oval Office, someone who was unpredictable, someone who had politicized intelligence.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, Nathan, we got some calls on the line.
Yes, sir. Lisa in New Hampshire's first up.
Lisa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a couple of questions. One is about rhubarb. We have a rhubarb bush growing, and for some reason it is so thin, you can't peel it, you can't basically work with it. And I wanted to know, what can I do now to make sure next season we have a good full rhubarb bush?
Okay. So a couple questions in regards to it. Is it in full sun?
That's a very good question. So it doesn't get sun the whole day. Where it is, it gets sun maybe in the mornings.
Okay.
And then the sun shifts and is blocked by trees.
Okay, so rhubarb loves full sun. If you can give
full sun, okay.
If you could give it full sun, right?
Okay.
That's like the thing for it, because it needs it to be stronger, to grow more. So that could be some of the reasons why it's very thin, and not as strong, because it's not getting enough sun. The other thing I would be looking at doing is adding organic material or compost to the soil around it for like a winter type fertilizer.
Okay.
I lost my train of thought for a second. I would also be looking at fertilizing it this fall with like a generic all-purpose type fertilizer, but at half the rate that you would normally do it. Okay.
I hear you giving that advice to other callers. What is the reason for half the rate? Is it just because of where we are in the season?
It has a lot to do with that, but what it also does is when you put a full rate of fertilizer down, you're trying to promote new growth and more leaves, more everything, right? The thing with that is we don't want to push new growth right now because at any time, and it doesn't look like it in the foreseeable future, but at any time we could get a frost. You could, you know, for some reason, frost hits those leaves, kills the leaves, and then shocks the plant, right?
Right.
That's what could be happening. So that's why we only go at half the rate, okay?
Okay.
To kind of just give it something to help get through the winter, but don't do too much to push new growth, okay?
Okay, and that you're suggesting to do now, and then in the winter, you said to put something around the soil, organic.
Well, so you could do it now as well as some organic compost, you know, manure or something. You don't want it to be on the leaves. You want it to be around the plants to the soil.
Okay.
Okay, so that can happen. excuse me. So a lot of times the cold weather will then force the plant to the leaves to die back. At that point, you can cut them back, clean them up at the end of the year here, dispose of the leaves, those types of things. But I think my biggest thing for you is trying to find an area where you're going to get more sun if possible.
Okay.
I think that has a lot to do with it. And if it was me, I might look at moving it in the spring versus now. Because you want it to have the dormancy period. You want it to kind of do that thing. And I think right now it's going to be better for it long term. Right?
Right. It's close.
So another thing you can do is how old is that rhubarb, would you say?
Its age, I would say it's certainly more than 5 years.
Okay. So here's a...
beyond that.
That's actually okay because what another thing to be doing, and it could be another reason, maybe 5 years ago it was successful there and it was doing really well for the past couple of years, and maybe it's not just the sun, but what happens is usually every 4 or 5 years, the rhubarb actually needs to be kind of thinned out and divided. So that the rest of the plant can grow, because what it's doing is when you divide it, you're giving it, you're re-energizing it, revitalizing it, and making those plants get a little bit bigger themselves. So that could be another reason that this is happening. So what you want to do is you want to cut the crown of the plant into about 4 pieces. You want to make sure each one has several nodes, right? Growth coming up, and then you can split it. And then what I might think about doing is maybe moving one or two of them into a very sunny area, then another one that maybe is that doesn't have as much sun but has more sun where it is now, and kind of test it out, see how it does in multiple areas to see how it does. But it might not necessarily be, you know, not enough sun. You might actually be getting it if it goes to a certain point. It's just it's just gotten too big, and it needs to kind of get split up and start fresh. So that's another thing I would do. And I would look to do that early in the spring. Okay? Right. So in the spring, pull the mulch away, right, and dig up the roots and pull it up, and then cut the crown into, you know, 3-4 pieces. That's probably going to be a decent size under there because it's a number of years old. And then you can leave part of it there and then move the other parts. And you could actually really do a lot better for the plant long term.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
And I've also heard contradictory information about what to do at the end of the summer season with it, or rather, when is the last time to pick it so that it's still edible and you can work with it. What would you say that is here in New Hampshire?
How far up are you in New Hampshire?
I'm in the Upper Valley, so Lebanon.
So Some people will actually say picking the rhubarb is usually into July, really, on some of it, right? Because a lot of times rhubarb plants are dormant during fall and winter. The prime season is basically April, May, June, and July. It's getting its best from it. One thing, so here's a way to really know that it's the best time to harvest, right?
Okay.
Is when the stalks of the leaves reach at least 10 inches long.
Okay,
so the stalk itself is about 10 inches long. That's the ideal time to be harvesting it.
Okay.
That's usually going to be probably May and June.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're saying July, basically end of July, not beginning of July?
Maybe or? Early July, mid-July. That's usually when rhubarb harvest is over.
I see. Okay.
Because it I mean, it can be picked up until frost. But what happens is when it doesn't have as much time to rejuvenate itself and get bigger and stronger for you. It needs some of that, like, July and August weather to kind of rebuild itself back because, you know, we're cutting part of the plant off, right? When we're harvesting it, and we want it to grow bigger, but if we do it so late, we're putting the plant into some shock.
Okay.
So
makes sense.
I think that has part of it to do.
Okay.
Okay.
And then do we just leave it as is for the winter, or do we cut the leaves or cut the stalks, basically cut it down to the ground level before the snow hits?
Yeah, I would cut it back to the ground. I would. And I think you would be fine.
Okay. Also, now this time of year or closer to snowfall?
I'd say let the frost kind of get to it a little bit, right? Let it naturally get hit by the frost, and then from there you can cut it back and, you know, compost it and get ready for next spring to move it.
Okay. This is great, Patrick. Thank you. If you don't mind, I couldn't get through last week. I had one quick question about maple trees.
Yeah.
I have a small maple tree, a really tiny one, and I want it to grow somewhere else on the lawn where it'll be a better location.
Okay.
About the maple tree's roots, do they grow straight down or do they spread out under the ground and go sideways?
So it's a little bit of both. They don't really have as much of a taproot as some others.
Oh. Okay.
So they're going to go out. Just the way I always say, if you're going to move a tree, get as much of the root system as you can handle. That doesn't mean as much as possible. Whatever you think you can handle. What I would suggest doing is watering the night before you're going to move it. Because the plant's going to absorb that water into the plant and hold itself in there. So if it's fully watered previously, when you cut some of the roots aren't going to absorb, like, air. They're already going to be full. Of the water, so it's going to reduce the risk of transplant shock. But then, when you replant it, use Biotone, use like a compost in the soil. Mix it with the existing soil. Don't go over 50-50 with more compost than soil. You want to have more of the existing soil than compost. So maybe 50-50 is the max. And just water it heavily into the plant when you get it there.
Okay.
The biggest thing, again, is get a root system that you can handle. Not as big as possible, because if you can't handle it, you're going to do more damage than good.
Exactly, which is why I'm thinking about this now, because it is really tiny, so this I can definitely handle. Patrick.
I was just going to say, this is a good time to do it, right now,
that was my next
in the fall.
Question. Great. Thank you.
No, this is a good time. Okay. This is a good time to do it because, again, the plants are focusing on putting the energy into the roots So when you move it, it's going to be focusing that way. It's going to be moving to develop a better root system and going stronger. So definitely, if you can move it in the next couple of weeks, definitely do it. I have no problem seeing that happen. Again, just water it before. And when you water it, just put the hose on a trickle. Let it sit for like, I don't know how big the tree is, but half hour, 45 minutes.
Okay.
Just soak the area. It's going to do two things. One, help the plant when you dig it. And two, when you go to dig it, the soil is going to be a little bit easier to move. And just, you know, make sure, what I would do is get a tarp or something to the side of where the plant is. Dig up the plant, put it on top of the tarp, and then you can move it with the tarp on the grass or wherever a little easier than just picking the plant up. Because then if you put it on a tarp, the soil's all going to stay there. So you're going to get some of that soil, that existing soil from where it is, to the next spot and be a little even more successful that way.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Patrick. This is very helpful.
No problem, Lisa. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show. See you in a few.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The SilverLungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the SilverLungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got any calls on the line? I believe we do. When Nathan gets back to us, we can get into those.
Yes, but yes, we do. John in Providence.
Sorry about that. John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Not too bad. I have a couple of questions. The first is, I have about 2 or 3 climbing roses and a clematis.
Okay.
When do we prune those back?
So the climbing roses, best time to prune those is usually in the springtime, around April 15th, April 20th.
All right.
Okay. Yep. And then your clematis, you said? Right?
Yes.
So clematis, trying to think, how established are they? Like, how many years old are they?
This was its first full year.
But okay.
It's probably already 20 feet long, if you were to stretch it out.
Okay. And are you looking to get it just smaller a little bit, or what are you looking to do?
Well, I wasn't sure if it was, if you were to cut it back in the fall, or do we just leave it?
So right now you could cut some of the, any of the dead branching, any branches that don't look so great.
Okay.
You can cut back some of it to remove some of the dead and the weaker stems. Depending upon the variety, some of them will bloom on last year's growth, right?
Okay.
So yep. That's where I'm thinking. So it would depend on how old it was and how big it is, right?
Right.
It also depends on the variety. of the clematis, on how and really when you prune it. Basically, the majority, though, you can prune in the spring. Okay. Once the growth is starting to appear on the vines, you're starting to see bud break, those types of things, then you can prune it and kind of trim it back, because then you're seeing that these branches are viable, they're still good. You'll see the difference between all of them. That's when I would really look at doing it. Try to get rid of some of the dead growth as well, because they'll grow in within each other. You'll notice once the buds start to form what's alive and what's dead. It's a better idea of what's made it through the winter. So really start by cutting the dead wood first. Okay. And then, go to the next stem and see, all right, where can I take this off? And it's not necessarily on a dead stem going all the way to the base. It could just be a couple nodes. It could be, a couple feet.
Right.
So you just really got to pay attention to where it's growing and where you're starting to see some bud growth develop.
Okay.
That's really the main thing with them. And then once you've kind of pruned them, it's time to feed them in the spring. Maybe use like an all-purpose 10-10-10, that type of thing. I think you'd be fine. And you could do, if you want to push some growth, some new growth on them, you could use like a super phosphate early to try and just help like rejuvenate them a little bit, because that middle number will help the root development grow and do that type of thing. And the same thing with the roses. And then the roses, I'd regularly feed with rose tone, and that's usually like once a month. And that goes all the way into September, too.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I would do.
All right. I do another question about my lawn.
Real quick, because I got less than a minute.
Okay. Spotted spurge. How do I get rid of it?
Move. In the spring, I want you to use chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer.
Okay.
Right? That right there would be something to help kill it. What I want you to do with it is it's not just a one-and-done type thing. It's once every 2 weeks for 3 applications.
Okay.
Because this time of year, it's not as easy to get rid of because it goes dormant towards the winter time. So spring, when you're seeing it, 3 applications, 2-week intervals, and make sure you get it. And then afterwards, after the 2-week span then, reseed, fill it back in, because it can come back and you don't want it to. Alrighty?
You didn't tell me about it. All right. Thank you very much.
Have a great one.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. That's going to wrap it up. I will not be here next week. I'll be here in 2 weeks. So till then, get out there, plant something, and be good to each other. We'll see you.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.